This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He says it was a case of Beijing on line one. President Trump telling reporters at the G7 summit a short time ago that Chinese trade negotiators phoned Washington to say they want to come back to the negotiating table.
China called last night our top trade people and said, let's get back to the table. So we'll be getting back to the table, and I think they want to do something. They've been hurt very badly, but they understand this is the right thing to do, and I have great respect for it. This is a very positive development for the world.
Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, running against President Trump in the 2020 Republican primary as the conservative radio host, announced his campaign yesterday, saying that Trump is, quote, completely unfit to be president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-245-7941. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-245-7941. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-245-7941. That's 800-245-7941.
Thousands of AT&T workers are on strike across the southeast U.S. More than 20,000 people walking off the job back on Friday after the Communication Workers of America union said contract negotiations over health care and wages fell apart. The union also objecting to a new demand for workers to be on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Wall Street had a bad week last week as some financial experts continue to predict that the U.S. could experience a recession as soon as next year. Yesterday, the president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, said once again,
I just want to disabuse so much of this recession talk out there. It just ain't so.
It was a somber remembrance as churches nationwide marked the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the first African-American slaves in the English colonies yesterday with a bell ringing at 3 p.m. local time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An Oklahoma judge is expected to give his verdict today on whether Johnson & Johnson is responsible for the state's opioid epidemic. Oklahoma's attorney general argues the company's pharmaceutical subsidiary marketed opioids heavily to doctors while downplaying the drug's risks starting back in the 1990s. The AG claims that contributed to 6,000 deaths in 2 years, costing the state as much as $17.5 billion ever since. Social media has been lighting up after a star-studded benefit last night in Dayton, Ohio's Oregon District. Comedian Dave Chappelle organizing what was called the Gem City Shine event, featuring performances by music legend Stevie Wonder, Grammy Award winner Chance the Rapper, and others. Also on hand, Chris Rock and Jon Stewart. Officials estimate about 20,000 people attended the show that was dedicated to the 9 people killed in this past month's mass shooting. The Dayton mayor, Nan Whaley, praised Chappelle, who she said contacted all of the performers himself and paid for most of the event out of his own pocket. And you may have heard, or maybe not, Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck, at just 29, is retiring from pro football, citing the repeated injuries he's had over the years, which he says has made the game no fun anymore. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live. It's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, after all, hey, look, it's our life, another day, a day to celebrate and enjoy. And hey, what kind of day are you going to make it, huh? It really is up to us individually, and when you think about it. Of course, you know, here I am. I say, of course, you may be aware, I'm in Hawaii. We finally made it to the island of Maui, where the new grandson is residing, and along with the three-year-old. And what a blessing. I mean, this kid is an absolute miracle, and we're grateful to God that he has made it through the ordeal like a trooper. I mean, he's absolutely thriving. As I mentioned to you, he was born a little bit early, but maybe about 6 weeks. So I wasn't supposed to have been here till September. Came early and at 4 pounds, 3 ounces. But he is a little piglet. I mean, he is just abounding. Now over 5 pounds, I think 8 ounces, 9 ounces there, gaining more than an ounce a day. So appreciate everybody's prayers. He's just really well. And, you know, the parents are blessed. And we had a great party the other day. And one thing that God had placed on my heart was that we just dedicate him, you know, and a lot of family friends, a lot of the Ohana there in Maui were there. And so Grandpa was able to, you know, dedicate and pray and pray for him. And Grandma got into and, you know, and had a word that was needed to be shared. And it was just really a real special time. So needless to say, we're going to make the most of the remaining days here in Maui together before we head back to California. But a lot going on, you know, to catch up on very quickly before we talk about the Sunday, you know, the Sunday TV shows. I mentioned to you Ruben Martinez, and it's appropriate to remember and, you know, kind of circle back into what this young man did on behalf of not only El Paso, but I think the country, because here he is, this young man, 11 years old, 11 years old, and all this talk about, you know, everything, as you can imagine, as raw as emotions were running after the shootings in El Paso, this young man had the capacity and had it within him to say, look, let's do something constructive. How about if we have an El Paso challenge? This is from 11-year-old, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we got politicians that don't have a heart as much as this young man has demonstrated to the rest of the world. In much the same way that I would say the people in Charlottesville, what they extended, and the AME church there, if you remember what happened, of course, we spoke to a pastor, not a pastor there at AME, but his wife, you know, was a victim in the shooting. And we talked about forgiveness and, you know, what it meant for him and for his family, and certainly in honoring his wife. What a beautiful way to honor his wife. But there was something real special that happened there, and that was this spirit of forgiveness, that lest our country forget, in the midst of everything that's going on, we just step over these things to, you know, get excited about, to be encouraged by, to say, you know what, not every human being is about, you know, pornography and abortion and all the other evils, that there are good people in the midst of it, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear. And what they example to us in the spirit of forgiveness was absolutely stellar and huge. And here again, 11-year-old boy from El Paso doing his best to help his community begin to heal in response to those horrific mass shootings, and puts out hashtag El Paso. Yeah, or El Paso Challenge, I'm sorry. It was hashtag El Paso Challenge is what it was. And to do 22 good deeds for the 22 victims who were gunned down at Walmart. I mean, was that special? It just blew me away that he did this. And we didn't get a chance to talk much about it because there was so much going on, and I just thought it was appropriate now to bring it back and to consider, you know, what Ruben Martin, no relation, maybe he is, I don't know, but you know how the Martinez's are. We're prolific. Maybe there might be, and he could be a proud member of the fold, but if nothing else, he's a proud member of the human race and of good people. And you just can't imagine, at 11 years old, having a heart like this. What's he going to be like in, you know, 20 years? You know, what kind of father is this kid going to be, and an example to the rest of us? I just wish he and his family well. I know they're proud of him. You know, all of us around the country are proud of this young man. And, you know, when we get caught up in the political aspect of, you know, life, and we think that, you know, our viewpoint and our matters are mattering most, then you have a young man like this that says, hey, what about the people? How about doing a good deed? 22 good deeds. And for those that took up the challenge, I congratulate you. I know you were blessed for doing that. And, hey, there's no reason why we can't continue on. You know, the hashtag El Paso Challenge. There's no reason, if you joined in late or whatever, you can start and even do it again. And just remember, just as we're talking about it right now, as we circle back to discuss just, you know, what a blessing. You know, what a blessing this was. Well, getting on to the order of the day, the president was at the G7, as you know, and of course, all the pundits, and not to mention, you know, the Democratic candidates for president, but, you know, they just cannot help themselves. But I got to say this for Joe Biden. I know a lot of things have been said critically about Joe Biden. It's the nature of the contest. And again, I, like you, I wished our civility would, you know, somehow, I'm not sure what it's going to take, but to where we would rise to a higher level of ourselves instead of being, you know, kind of the pig dwellers we've been, you know, rolling in the mud and, you know, throwing out language the way we do so irresponsibly. But I got to give Joe Biden his props, because the media was baiting him to go after and make some incendiary, any kind of comment that they could grab a headline on about Donald Trump. But he actually respected the office. And I said, good for Joe Biden. He said, I'm not going to make a comment while the president is out of the country. You know, tradition states you don't do that. Well, see, you know, all the young Turks in our country and the aspiring leaders of the body politic would say, nah, it's all fair game. Let it fly. And, of course, the media is right there to grab every headline. They're not even thinking about putting up any kind of guardrail whatsoever and saying, okay, well, I know they made that statement today, but why don't we wait until the president at least back on Air Force One heading home, and then we'll go ahead and buy it. You know, there's no restraint whatsoever. And that's part of the issue today, is there's no restraint, because we're not holding on to, as you've heard me say before, and again, I insist I can see this so clearly, because we're not holding on to any moral value. So if you don't hold on to moral value, then, you know, hey, game on, all's fair, love, war, politics, as they say. And here we have the America that we have today that, you know, dare I say, is the body politic all the better for what you shared and what you said. But Joe Biden, to his credit, again, I give him credit. No, I'm not going to say anything while the president is out of the country. So good for Joe Biden for all the bad things they've been saying about him. You know, you got to give credit where credit is due. If you want the civility of the country to rise to a higher level, then we need to acknowledge those times and words that are said that do such. I'm Bill Martinez. It's great to have you along with us as we start a new week together, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you deemed a bullet. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, let me tell you, our word for the day is brought to you by the word genius, assiduous. Assiduous, A-S-S-I-D-U-O-U-S. Go out there, use this word, and sound brilliant, but I guess you should know what it means, in case you didn't. A little Latin word, okay, for all you former altar boys. Showing exceptional effort and perseverance. Meticulous and diligent. Constant or incessant. Kind of like Jerry Nadler. He is assiduous, isn't he? Just for fun. So there it is. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And let's take a look at what happened at the G7. Probably, I guess, the biggest bit of news is the president looked like he made some headway. You know, you've heard us talk about in all the China trade deal, you know, the upset in the universe that is happening because of China. And, of course, a lot going on there, especially with the unrest that's going on. And just about any minute, we're liable to hear more bad news there because it seems that China is determined to demonstrate to Hong Kong that they are the boss of them. And this is an issue because China made a deal with England. But, and this is quite telling. Whether we're dealing with the Chinese or with North Korea or anybody for that matter, you got to know what you can believe in and what you can count on, what confidence you have. And even President Trump has said that if President Xi mishandles this, this could be a problem. And this could be a problem for Xi, not only with the United States, but the international community. And so he knows, or he should know, that he is walking on, tender ground here and how this handles, because the international community made it clear at the G7 that they want this resolved in a peaceful sort of way that is consistent with the agreement that the Chinese made with England when England said, we're going to turn this over to you, that it was supposed to be a separate government. And I don't know, what England was thinking. Probably the same thing that the knuckleheads here in the United States think, that if somebody breaks the law, comes into our country, that somehow they're going to be adherents of the law. There isn't anything that would tell you historically that that makes sense. But somehow, in some people's minds, they're so assiduous about thinking a certain way that they cannot see and understand the error of the ways. I mean, there's enough empirical evidence to tell you that's not right. It's incompatible. So now you want a communist country to oversee a democratic country. How is that going to happen? I mean, here we're kind of dancing around the top of a needle ourselves because we think that somehow socialism can coexist with capitalism. To be honest, I mean, they want socialism to kind of creep in and take over. And in some ways, we do have shadows of socialism operating in our government today. This is why it's not a big leap, when you consider some of the things that are operating in our government today. We have violated core constitutional principles. See, you've heard me talk about e pluribus unum, okay? From the many is one. And what is that one? That one is liberty. Everything that we do and everything that we consider in this country needs to run through that filter, that standard. Does it make us more free or less free? Do you get that? Okay. Whatever it is that we're considering in terms of our mission and what we go to accomplish has to do with, border, health care, right on down the line. And every time it gets complicated, and I believe, at least what I'm seeing, for one reason, and that is that it compromises our liberties. And it's amazing to me, particularly how the Democrats, and I got to put it right there. I mean, there's Democrats, and certainly there's some Republicans that somehow, have not gotten it. They've abandoned, constitutional principles in much the same way. I would say even our Supreme Court at times have said, look, either we believe in the Constitution and what the Founding Fathers' intent was, or, as some have said, including the former president, that it is elastic, that it is a living, breathing document, so that it is dynamic and can change. Well, certainly it can change, but there is a process on how you get it to change, not by activist judges. You do it by, you know, hey, look, this needs to be changed. Let's effect an amendment. Let's go through that process. But no, it's too slow for people. You know, as we've said repeatedly, I mean, we live in a microwave generation. Things just do not move fast enough. I mean, we sit in front of a microwave and we yell, hurry up, you know. So, and every time we do that, we violate principles and get ourselves in trouble. This is why, like, you know, I was just so impressed. I got to tell you, you know, with Tony Winter under DeShields and his three rules of longevity. And one of those, the second rule he had, he said, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. I mean, I hope you caught that. And it was so profound to me. I mean, his three rules of longevity. But, you know, I catch myself often these days thinking about it because I am guilty of being what you might call a type A personality. That thud you heard in the background, that was my wife. She just fell over. But no, I am guilty of that because I want to move quickly. I want to get to the solution. But it is the process of getting to that solution that can be so rich and so educational. But in our country today, we want to abandon the process, and it is at a cost. So I highlight Andre DeShields' warning to us when he says, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And so here we are, the president, with a vision, has looked at dealing with the China trade issue. It has been a process. You got to know China doesn't want to give up stealing our, you know, our intellectual property. This has been foundational to the wealth of their country. You know, they've been ripping us off for a long time, for decades. Nobody said anything. Trump knew that, you know, when this is one of the things he always talked about, even before he became candidate Trump, that we were being taken advantage of. And that these foreign leaders were kind of laughing at America. Oh, those knuckleheads, we just go and just rip them off. They don't care, you know. And so we just kept on going. It was insulting, you know, for us as Americans, for people who are hardworking, to go and do all this hard work and just allow somebody to come in and plunder us. I mean, are you kidding me? So now we have a president with a little intestinal fortitude who's willing to, you know, fight the good fight on our behalf. And I know that it's tough. As much as I can know this, I'm not in the middle of this in terms of I am feeling direct pain. But I tell you, I empathize with our fellow Americans who are dealing with that pain, who say, look, at you know, we don't want government aid. You know, we want trade. Well, of course you do. But you want fair trade. And I know you know that. And it's difficult. And especially when you're reminded by the naysayers that want to do everything they can to compromise the great work and the negotiation that's going on. I mean, how do you negotiate when you got a country that's divided and constantly chipping at the heels of the president? And all of a sudden, they're all so wise and they know so much better after all the decades that they said nothing and just allowed us to get ripped off. But now they know, right? Because Trump has had the audacity, he's had the courage to take this on. And, of course, the mainstream media doesn't want to report on those farmers and those industries are saying, thank God for Donald Trump. Thank God that he's going forward and fighting this good fight on behalf of Americans who've been ripped off. But no, we'll just chip away. And then we hear some of these comments from, you know, senators and, you know, running for president. And I'm going, oh, wow, you know, you have such great ideas right now, but where have you been? Where have you been all along? What have you been doing to contribute? And what are you doing right now? You may not be president right now, but you do have some power, even as a senator. What are you doing to get this country back on track and to help those that, you know, at least your eyes are opened up to see, hey, they are in pain. But no, you can't cooperate with the president because somehow, you know, you look at it as giving a win to Donald Trump instead of a win for the American people, which last time I thought, you know, that's who you wanted to serve, right? So how does that make sense? So it looks like we're on the way of sealing a deal with China. If Nancy Pelosi could even get out of her own way to seal the deal with the USMCA, Japan, European partners, look like we made some headway there. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Good things happening for America. Forget about recession. Hey, we're on a good roll now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He says it was a case of Beijing on line one. President Trump telling reporters at the G7 summit a short time ago that Chinese trade negotiators phoned Washington to say they want to come back to the negotiating table.
China called last night our top trade people and said, let's get back to the table. So we'll be getting back to the table, and I think they want to do something. They've been hurt very badly, but they understand this is the right thing to do, and I have great respect for it. I have great respect for it. This is a very positive development for the world.
Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, running against President Trump in the 2020 Republican primary as the conservative radio host, announced his campaign yesterday, saying that Trump is, quote, completely unfit to be president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. It's also how you can even listen live as we connect with you on over 320 markets across the USA. And we've got Jordan Goodman. Yes, America's Money Answers Man is back with us to talk about your money and what's happening. Well, I'll tell you, in the face of, a lot of the lefties praying, I mean, they're burning novena candles for a recession. I this is unheard of. I mean, the people are just so desperate to get Trump out of there. I've never heard of a country cheering on a loss. I mean, it's like, what did we get? Did we get tired of winning?
I guess so, yeah. No, you're right. I mean, they're saying the inverted yield curve, where short-term rates are higher than long-term rates, is a clear sign we're going to have a recession in a year or so, but it isn't. It can happen, but it doesn't always happen. And the people think that the only way they're going to win, have a Democrat win next year, would be to have a bad economy. Clearly, a bad economy would be bad for Trump, but on the other hand, do they want Elizabeth Warren to save them from a bad economy by taxing us into oblivion? You know, so I'm not even sure that would help the Democrats to some extent.
Well, and nothing better than to get back up into the 70% tax range, I always say. Yeah. You know,
that would not stimulate the economy, let's put it that way.
Well, we've tried this time and time again. We've lived in that theory bubble. We did so, that's right, in the 8 years previous with the previous regime. Right. So we don't even have to talk theory anymore. We can talk practicality. So it's a clear binary choice, I believe, is it not?
Yeah. But, I mean, clearly President Trump wants the economy to be in as good shape as possible. Now, coming up very soon, September 1st, we have these tariffs 10% tariffs on roughly $150 billion worth of Chinese products that currently do not have tariffs. He delayed the 10% tariffs on the other $150 billion till December 15th, things like toys, some clothing, cell phones, computers, things like that that would be delayed. So that kind of doesn't make it as impactful as it would have been on September 1st, but it's still going to hit a lot of American products, and Americans are going to pay higher prices, or businesses are going to pay higher amounts, and they may pass on some but not all of it to consumers. So that's what's got the market so volatile lately, is this going to help? Are companies going to be able to absorb it? Is it going to slow down consumer purchases? Because the consumer economy is doing quite well right now. We had very strong numbers on retail sales. We had very strong consumer confidence numbers. A lot of the major, the big retailers, Walmart, Amazon, Target, Lowe's, Home Depot, Costco, have had really, really good numbers. Now, the weaker companies have had horrible numbers, like Macy's would be one example. But the big companies that offer good value are really doing extremely well right now, and consumers are out there spending.
Exactly. Well, and the people that are having trouble overseas on the global economy side, they're the ones that are getting pummeled by this. So they're kind of hoping the sooner or later, as far as they're concerned, they're probably none too happy with the Democratic push to kind of drag out this whole China deal. Because as you and I have discussed, and I think that one thing to observe here is that though it has been painful for specific sectors of our economy, it seems that America's holding steady. They're willing to pay the price here. This is something they've been complaining about for decades. And though it's painful, they believe in the long run, like Trump and like most of us, that it will be worth it. But, you know, when you have the Democrats resisting the way they are, they're not helping the cause.
Yeah.
And I think the Democrats could end up paying for this because, you know, they think they're hurting Trump, but actually they're hurting Americans.
Depends how it works out. If, in fact, we end up getting a deal because we're putting such pressure on China, then yes, this would be a good strategy to take short-term pain to have long-term gain. It's not at all clear to me that the Chinese are going to be willing to make a deal, but we're putting a lot of pressure on them. All these tariffs really hurt China badly. Their economy has slowed down dramatically. And what's about to happen, Bill? I hope it doesn't, but if the Chinese, which have troops massed right outside of Hong Kong...
Exactly, I was going to say, got the other element of Beijing.
If they attack and martial law or has a murder Tiananmen Square-like bloodbath in Hong Kong, that is going to be a major economic as well as political situation, because I think a lot of countries would have an embargo on China. When they did that murder in Tiananmen Square 30 years ago in 1989, China was like an international pariah after that. Now, they, of course, were not close to as big in the world economy then 30 years ago as they are today, but it would really make them a pariah, and who knows where that would go, but clearly it would slow the economy even further. So I think they're aware of that. They're massing these troops. They don't like all these demonstrations. Every year, every week, they get bigger and bigger. But I don't think they're going to put up with it forever. At a certain point, they're going to send the troops in, and that has all kinds of economic consequences, and it makes them even weaker as far as their position on doing a trade deal. On the other hand,
He warned them. He said, hey, if you guys go there, this is going to be a problem. But as you say, these young people that are resisting there, they're on the communist last nerve, so to speak.
Right. And, I mean, we'll have to see. I mean, what's very important in China is order, what they call social order. And what's going on in Hong Kong is not social order, taking over the airports and a million people in the streets, and they're beating back the police. I mean, this is a nightmare for the Chinese. They don't want that to spread to the rest of China to some extent. So we'll see. If they do it, though, I think that means it's going to be harder to have a trade deal. If they've just cracked down and, you know, taken over Hong Kong, basically, and martial law, and basically violated the treaty they signed in 1997 when Britain turned it over. We're going to want to put embargoes on them, not do trade deals with them. So I think it would make it harder to get a trade deal if that, in fact, happens.
This is a bit self-inflicted by China, is it not?
Well, they could have come to an agreement long ago. I mean, supposedly at the end of April, they were 90 to 95% of the way to getting a trade deal. And then they reneged.
That sounds familiar.
I know. Well, part of what they reneged on is we wanted them to put their concessions in law. And, you know, say they have to be enforceable in all kinds of ways. And they say, we don't want to do that. We can say things, but we don't want them to be enforced. And so that's where they really pulled back. But you're right. They were very close. Had they gone ahead at the end of April, and signed a trade deal, even if it's not covering everything we want, but you know, make some concessions, the stock market would have soared even more, and world trade would be better, more economic growth. It would have been great for the world. But they fought.
And the Democrats would really have lost their mind, right?
Well, right. They don't think we should make any deal with China because, you know, in their mind, it would be a win for Trump, and they don't want anything right. That's a win for Trump.
Well, Chuck Schumer's kind of, he stated that he's for it, in kind of soft terms as opposed to, wanting to light himself alive on Main Street, so he's a...
We'll see. I mean, in the meantime, see what the impact has been of this, though. This fear and not knowing how this is going to work out with China has made interest rates plummet dramatically, Bill, just dramatically. The 30-year Treasury bond traded below 2% yield for the first time in history this week. Never had happened before.
Wow.
The 10-year bond is down to about 1.6%. That's just incredibly low, and that's brought mortgage rates down with it, which has caused a boom in refinancing, and it's making cheaper for people to buy homes. So if your current mortgage, I would say, is 4% or higher, makes sense to take a look at refinancing. You could get
a
3.5%, something like that, on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. A place they can do that is You Can Refi, youcanrefi.com. If you could go from a 30-year to a 15-year mortgage, you could maybe get 3.1, 3.2%, something like that, paid off quicker.
Well, what about cutting payroll tax? Donald Trump has suggested that's something that's on the table and they're talking about.
It is. It's been done before. It was done in 2009 to stimulate the economy. It helps a little bit. It's typically not enough for people to notice in their paycheck that they're going to go out and do some wild spending of some kind. You know, it's a few extra dollars. So it's mostly psychological. That's normally like a last resort when you're like in a recession, really going down. That's not our current situation. They're looking forward to things weakening, but we're still growing at roughly 2%. Right now. So normally you don't kind of take out the last resort options as a first resort, which is kind of what he's doing.
Right.
And he's been banging on the Fed, too. I mean, the Federal Reserve is having this meeting at Jackson Hole, and I think they're going to clearly say they're going to cut interest rates at the September meeting, maybe 50 basis points instead of just 25 basis points, because banks around the world are cutting interest rates dramatically. India, New Zealand, England, Canada, all over the place. So we're slower in cutting our rates, and it makes the dollar get stronger, which is good in one way, but it makes it harder for our companies to export when our dollar keeps going up, as our rates are relatively higher than other places around the world.
Exactly. Just saying real quick, at least he hasn't tweeted out that Powell is being racist, because he did ease a lot for Barack Obama, but not for the white gazillionaire out of Madison. Just saying. Okay, no comments. Where can they go for more information and comment on that to you, okay?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from folks all the time, and always glad to help them, Bill.
From the creators of War Room.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
The Kendrick brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Now playing. Starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and Sherry Rigby. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, visit overcomermovie.com.
Is that?
That's Hannah.
Run, Hannah!
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. world. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by Sovereign Laboratories, the makers of Colostrum LD. You've heard me brag about them. All you got to do is go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the banner ad, and get back on the road to health. Trust me, this thing is absolutely outstanding. Former Congressman Bob Barr is going to be joining up with us. We've got lots to talk about with him. Congressman, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. I hope you all are, too.
Yeah, we are. It's a whole new week, lots to talk about, but let's get caught up on a couple things. I do want to talk about gun control, but also what's going on with Senator Sheldon Whitehouse's amicus brief. What's happening? I mean, he's outside of the lines here.
He is. First of all, he fires off a threat to the U.S. Supreme Court by way of what's called a friend of the court brief in a pending Second Amendment case. And if that wasn't bad enough, to threaten the Supreme Court with restructuring if they don't start voting against guns, against the Second Amendment, it turns out that he is not even authorized because he is not a practicing lawyer to file such a brief. So Judicial Watch filed an ethics complaint against him. So he's in trouble for doing that, and he should be. He should know better than to do that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's two major penalties here, as you say. First of all, how dare you threaten the court? I mean, the last time that was done, I believe it was Barack Obama who did that, kind of fired a salvo over the bow of Justice Roberts' boat, which I didn't like then, and I don't like this either, that you threaten the high court with this kind of rhetoric. I mean, this adds to the reckless behavior and rhetoric that's flying around. It doesn't help, especially from a party that seems to be so sensitive about it, and like as if they are the holders of the higher ground.
And, of course, it's one thing for a president to criticize the court. You're right. President Obama did that a number of times during his terms in office. But it's another to actually threaten the court, as, for example, Franklin Delano Roosevelt did back in the late 1930s. He threatened to pass legislation that would pack the court, that is, create additional justice positions in addition to the nine that have been, you know, constituted the court since the latter part of the 19th century. And simply the threat by a sitting president to pack the court was enough to get some of the justices to get scared and change their votes to more pro-fair deal legislation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you think we would learn from that. And what happens when it becomes politicized, which, dare I say, we're dancing around the top of a needle once again on this, because, you know, the Democrats, or let's just say progressives, they're not getting their way and they're threatened. You know, we saw them absolutely unhinged over the Kavanaugh hearing specifically.
They became unhinged at the Kavanaugh hearings, and that that anger, which actually dates back 2 years before that to the Democrats' failure to get a vote on Merrick Garland, President Obama's choice for the Supreme Court, it dates back to that. They are absolutely still seething over the ability, the success that President Trump has had in appointing two conservative justices to the court. But this notion that the Democrats keep throwing out there, that the court has become politicized, just is not supported by the facts. There mm-hmm. have been a lot of 9-0 decisions recently. There have been a number of 5-4 decisions in which liberals vote more conservative and some of the conservatives vote more liberal, which is standard operating procedure over the decades for the court. So the court has not become politicized. So this notion that, well, the court is politicized, so we have to threaten it with restructuring, is just a blatant political move.
Exactly. And as you say, it doesn't pass muster, because you look at even the voting, you know, history of Justice Kavanaugh. As you said, he's not been 100% on the side of what you might say would be the conservative side. He's aligned himself with Sotomayor and with Justice Ginsburg. And speaking of which, of course, people are quite nervous with the announcement of Justice Ginsburg's health. And this could be a big issue for 2020, and that is Democrats would want to come out in number because, you know, are we going to end up with another Blasey Ford, you know, situation if we have to go through another nomination situation? But it looks like there could be that that possibility that Donald Trump could get another nomination, another nominee for the Supreme Court.
It certainly is possible, given Justice Ginsburg's age and health, that there could be another vacancy on the court, and it could very well be in the midst of the 2020 election cycle that it could make the Kavanaugh hearings look like a birthday party by comparison.
Well, and of course, the Democrats are not ready to give up either. I mean, they're still pursuing an impeachment of Justice Kavanaugh.
They're throwing around the term impeachment against Kavanaugh, which is utterly absurd. And of course, they still are talking about impeaching the president because basically they don't like his policies, which is absurd, given the purpose and history of impeachment. But the anger on the part of the Democratic Party, and you see it in their presidential candidates, is outrageous. I mean, it's just off the charts.
I got to tell you, Bob, some people are still annoyed by what happened with Justice Kavanaugh, that all of a sudden, you know, Ms. Ford was thrown into the limelight here, you know, with all the stuff with Dianne Feinstein. It was such a mess. Here it is. You know, she says that, you know, he says, she says. And at the end of the day, it's like she comes in, drops a bomb, walks away. There's no adjudication. There's no final decision on this other than, you know, Justice Kavanaugh gets elected to the Supreme Court, but he's leaking oil because of all the bullets he got thrown at him. And meanwhile, everyday Americans are going, well, what is it? Was he guilty or not guilty? I mean, here, you know, all this disruption in the discourse of the public square, and nothing was settled on this deal. So what happens next time is that it's okay for somebody to come in, make an accusation that's either substantiated, unsubstantiated, or whatever, and if it has enough traction, especially by a Democratic Party that was going to do everything they could do to try and discredit whether it was Justice Thomas or now it's Kavanaugh's turn. I mean, this is disgusting. I mean, this is not the way to run a rodeo.
It's not the way to run a rodeo, and especially not the Supreme Court of the United States, which, like all of our courts, but even more so with the Supreme Court, rely on having the credibility and confidence of the American people to engender the kind of respect for the rule of law that is essential for our representative democracy to work. And the fact that the Democrats, ever since the Clarence Thomas hearings a generation ago, have lodged these ad hominem, personal, vicious attacks on Supreme Court nominees is undermining the rule of law in this country. And that's not good for anybody on either end of the political spectrum. But, of course, the Democrats don't care. It fits their political agenda.
Yeah, and it's clearly it's the Democrats. As Lindsey Graham said, look at, make sure you tell Sotomayor, I said, hey, that he would never have thought to put them in that kind of situation, whether it was Kagan or Sotomayor. But the Democrats have no conscience, as you say. They're just so desperate. They're going to just, even playing the games that Dianne Feinstein played by having the information, holding back. And she did this with impunity, Congressman. I mean, there was no rectitude, she should have been, sanctioned on this at least, I would have thought.
She should have been, and it became literally comical, as you recall, during the second hearing that they had, where she turns to her staff and says, "We didn't leak that document, did we?" And turns to her staff. I mean, it's comical, but it's very, yes, very serious, and it undermines again the credibility and confidence that the people need to have in this country for the rule of law.
Well, and it's things like that that add muster to the argument that there should be term limits when you have this kind of, as you say, it's comedy, but it's serious. I mean, we have a person's life and family on the line here. Very quickly, Congressman, you wrote an article about the soft racism of gun control. We only have a minute and a half, so it's going to be hard to do it justice, but maybe we can direct folks more to where it's at. But give us a quick summary, if you would, please.
Some of the ways that the Democrats now, particularly the presidential candidates, are going after or proposing gun control is to tax firearms, tax ammunition, require insurance for gun ownership, to limit the number of businesses that can sell firearms. And this actually hurts the very people that the Democrats say they are trying to help, and that is those people who have less disposable income, the poor, minority groups, because it limits their access to firearms, which they need to protect themselves. So it's an utter contradiction what the Democrats are doing on gun control.
And of course, it brings back memories of the 1857 Dred Scott decision from a different angle. But there is some basis to consider it that way, is there not?
There definitely is, the fact that it resurrects those awful days, and that awful decision, of course, is lost on these Democrat nominees.
He is the former Congressman Bob Barr has been our guest. Bob, where can they go to get in contact or to read up on this this commentary that you wrote about?
I do a lot of writing on behalf of the Law Enforcement Education Foundation, Law EEF. So if they go to laweef.org or just Bob Barr, they can find these articles.
There it is, Congressman Bob Barr. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.